orange window ghosts scale an Edwardian ceiling with fur-like branches in the frame. A choking car horn beeps, an injured fox cowers. Someone outside knocks over my cider can into a patch of moss, cryogenically preserved. Frost particles adorn the window's edge. Glass steams up with our names, our hands already imprinted from several nights before, like the smeared picosecond after lightning. And even the fabric of space-time is cold between two superclusters, between two time-displaced bodies. As galaxies of thought and feeling activate, the weight of your eyes keeps me rolling inward over membranes and dimensions uncharted. But life moves too fast all the way. So, caught up in this orbit, I become your centrifuge, and I wish you'd spin me faster and faster till the best of me condensed at the bottom. And I never needed a backbone anyway. It only crumples when I see you. That's why I never came back. Later still, civilizations rise and fall as we slumber. The mood changes. The sun grows dark and fat. And in the morning, after all mornings, there's a new world outside. An orange feeling in the room, a future unwritten, and sunbeams fat enough you feel like you could balance on them. This is the warmth before the shockwave, before the supernova.